Did the mob of Donald Trump supporters commit an act of sedition when they stormed the U.S. Capitol building in Washington this week? Did President Trump himself commit an act of sedition by egging them on beforehand? The word sedition has been tossed out by various people, including Joe Biden, since the episode at the Capitol. According to former Massachusetts U.S. Attorney Donald Stern, the circumstances may technically fit the meaning of sedition, which is this: a conspiracy to overthrow the government, an effort to take, seize, or possess by force any government property. But Stern says calling it sedition may not be suitable, given how the law has applied throughout history.
The first sedition law was passed in 1798 and was really designed to get back at political enemies. So, for example, in the original form, President Adams used it as an effort to prosecute allies of Jefferson. And in the early 1950s, for example, there was an effort to use the sedition law to go after communists, whether it was real or imagined. So the use of the term and the way it's been applied has a checkered history. And as a result of that, it hasn't been used very often.
Do the allegations of sedition and insurrection in this particular case fit?
It could technically fit, but I'll tell you what I think fits more comfortably, and at least in modern terms, and that is domestic terrorism. So that really contemplates the unlawful use of force or violence committed against the U.S. to intimidate or coerce government in furtherance of some political or social objective. It's hard to imagine a greater assault on core democratic institutions and decisions than what happened at the Capitol. This wasn't just a physical invasion of the Capitol. This happened at a time when both houses of Congress were in fact meeting for the very purpose of fulfilling one of the few mandated responsibilities under the Constitution. So it seems to me to charge those who were responsible, particularly the planners and leaders, to intimidate government, it fits more comfortably as an act of domestic terrorism.
We know the FBI, we know authorities are investigating what happened. How do you imagine they're proceeding at this point, should they be considering pursuing domestic terrorism charges or even sedition?
I think the goal is not just to figure out what happened on that day, but to really go back and to really try to identify and understand how this happened, who planned it, what were the objectives. You really need a thorough investigation, which will take a little bit of time.
So there may well be legal consequences for protesters here, but what about for President Trump, who clearly egged on these protesters before they moved on the Capitol building itself?
From a legal perspective, whether he can be charged just based upon the statements at the demonstration in advance is a harder question, and I think it would be quite difficult if that's all the evidence shows, is he made some statements at the public gathering. Having said that, I think a thorough investigation, again, takes a look at, you know, was there any kind of advance notice? Was he aware of what was going to happen? Not simply to march down to the Capitol, down Pennsylvania Avenue, but to actually enter the Capitol buildings, to have guns, to use force, to assault Capitol Police. I think that's all part of a thorough investigation, and I think that will happen.
Should prosecutors decide to go that way, can he be prosecuted for this after he leaves office?
I would say yes, he can be. Now, he certainly will claim that certain things that he did were under the guise of official actions as president. But the Justice Department opinion, which provides certain protection during the time a person is president, evaporates when that person leaves office.
Donald Stern, former U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts, thanks again for speaking with us.
You're welcome, Bob.